Alex Marlow exposes anti-Trump leftist activist judge who blocked gang member deportations. By Olivia Rondo on March 18, 2025. The federal judge who moved to block President Donald Trump's deportations of suspected Trinidadian gang members is an Obama-appointed left-wing activist judge who also ruled against the previous Trump administration's border policies. Breitbart editor-in-chief Alex Marlow revealed on Monday's The Alex Marlow Show podcast. Chief Judge James E. Boasberg of the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia ordered three flights containing more than 200 deported Venezuelan criminal aliens to return to the U.S. on Saturday after they had already reached their destination, Breitbart News reported. El Salvadoran President Nayib Bukele received the 238 suspected members, along with 23 suspected members of the El Salvadoran gang MS-13, in his country as part of a deal with the U.S. to fight organized crime. Trump used the 1798 Alien Enemies Act to speed up the deportation process for the gang-affiliated migrants, a move that Boasberg fought by ruling that any plane containing suspected DA members that planned to take off or had already left needed to be returned to the United States. However, that is accomplished, according to Politico. Make sure it's complied with immediately, Boasberg demanded. Bukele poked fun at the Washington, D.C., judge on X, writing oopsie. Too late. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt responded to the judge's order, telling Breitbart News in a written statement that the administration did not refuse to comply with a court order. The order, which had no lawful basis, was issued after terrorist aliens had already been removed from U.S. territory, she explained. The written order and the administration's actions do not conflict. Moreover, as the Supreme Court has repeatedly made clear, federal courts generally have no jurisdiction over the president's conduct of foreign affairs, his authorities under the Alien Enemies Act, and his core Article II powers to remove foreign alien terrorists from U.S. soil and repel a declared invasion, Leavitt continued. A single judge in a single city cannot direct the movements of an aircraft carrier full of foreign alien terrorists who were physically expelled from U.S. soil. The Department of Justice, DOJ, also responded to the judge's order, with Attorney General Pam Bondi writing that Boasberg had supported the terrorists over the safety of Americans. During Monday's episode of The Alex Marlow Show, Breitbart's editor-in-chief dug into Boasberg's background, exposing the judge's prior anti-Trump lawfare as well as the left-wing activism of his wife, who is the founder and board chair of an abortion clinic. So, the Trinidadian gang members had already been removed when the judge ordered a block on deportations. I started going down the rabbit hole on this judge, Marlow said. So, I was looking into this person, Boasberg, appointed by Barack Obama. His wife, Elizabeth Liddy Manson, of course, different names, donated over $11,000 to Democrats. She's also the founder and a board chair of something called Meadow Reproductive Health and Wellness, he continued. Federal Election Commission, FEC. Data shows Manson donating $11,232 to Democrats over the years, dating back to at least 2007, when she contributed $2,300 to Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. The website for the Health Center reveals that it is a nonprofit abortion clinic in McLean, Virginia, just outside of Washington, D.C. Facebook activity from November 2016 shows Manson calling the election results ghastly. Aborting human beings, that's her deal, Marlow continued, before bringing up Manson's anti-Trump Facebook posts and Boasberg's biased rulings. She's been a longtime anti-Trump Facebook activist as well, and his prior rulings have all gone with the left against President Trump. Pure bureaucratic biases. Marlow noted that Boasberg ruled former FBI attorney Kevin Kleinsmith, who you know was integral to the Russiagate hoax, shouldn't get prison time despite Kleinsmith admitting he sent an altered email to an FBI agent and indicated a target of court-ordered FBI surveillance. Former Trump campaign adviser Carter Page was not a source for the Central Intelligence Agency. So, this is someone who has gone to the mat for the left, ruled against Donald Trump's border practices in the prior administration, Marlow continued. He ruled to also get other migrant families released in a prior ruling. He approved FBI's warrantless wiretaps. He required the Dakota Access Pipeline to be emptied while the Army Corps of Engineers produced an environmental review. Okay, So he shut down the Dakota Access Pipeline so the Greens could have their way with it. So, this is just pure activism. While giving Kleinsmith 12 months probation and 400 hours community service instead of the prison sentence that prosecutors suggested in January 2021, Boasberg said the disgraced former FBI lawyer's punishment of losing his job and reputation was enough, Politico reported. Back in 2018, Boasberg fought against the first Trump administration's immigration policy by ordering exceptions for asylum seekers to be released into the U.S., siding with lawyers from the American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU. During the height of coronavirus lockdowns, the judge made what the Washington Post described as a secretive ruling to approve the FBI's use of a powerful warrantless surveillance authority over American citizens. The 1,172-mile-long Dakota Access Pipeline, which has the ability to ship out 557,000 barrels of crude oil per day, was temporarily shut down by Boasberg in 2020, stating that the government had not studied the effects on the quality of the human environment enough. The shutdown order was later overturned by a U.S. appeals court. Marlowe continued criticizing the anti-Trump judge, predicting that the left's plan is to issue as many injunctions as possible to plug up the Supreme Court's docket. A lot of them will make it to the Supreme Court, but the Supreme Court's docket is going to be completely full with looking at all these injunctions, Marlowe explained. It's going to put almost like a permanent hold, like a single-handed veto, on a lot of Trump's agenda. So, it's really noteworthy that this is their formula. If they're going to stop Trump, they cannot do it legislatively. You saw how they operated last week, he continued. The Democrat Party is a complete mess. But the entrenched lawfare judges and justices, those are the ones who we need to look out for the most right now. And they're very well funded. They're well capitalized. The Mark Eliases of the world will start bringing suits wherever they can to try to come up with any justification to shut down whatever parts of Trump's agenda they possibly can. This is their formula, and it's not a bad formula, which is why we're going to have to track it over and over again. The Alex Marlowe Show, hosted by Breitbart Editor-in-Chief Alex Marlowe, is a weekday podcast produced by Breitbart News and Salem Podcast Network. You can subscribe to the podcast on YouTube, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify.